Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome, Kimmy Walker.
Welcome back to another episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. Kimmy Walker here, your host, and always so happy to be here and giving a little bit of bits to help you all in the early stages of new endeavors or just helping you sustain goals that you may have achieved for yourself and reaching to the next level of greatness for you. This week, I wanted to talk a little bit about comparison. Comparison is a big thing, especially when it comes to starting something new. And we all know comparison is the thief of joy. But when we're trying to go after something, especially if we're trying to tackle a large goal, comparison can a lot of times stop us from actually even starting. It can stop us in the early stages because we can get very discouraged. It can make us feel like we're not doing enough, we're not there enough, oh, this is such a faraway thing. How can I do this? And I just wanted to give us some tips and pointers on how to kind of curb or cut back on comparison so that we can still be great in our own selves. A big thing, I think, with comparison, and it's important because we always talk on the show about community and collaboration, especially with other like-minded individuals. So sometimes comparison will just happen because you're talking about things, other people are talking about similar things, you all are comparing. In a natural sense, to actually help promote or encourage others and just share information. But sometimes that comparison can make people feel like, oh, am I doing enough? Am I working hard enough? So I really wanted to tackle in on that. Big one, make sure that we're celebrating our own wins. So make sure we celebrate our small wins. It's okay to share those things. And sometimes we may feel like things are not big enough or good enough. But sharing them also helps keep us aware of what we're doing and keeping us motivated. And like I said, sometimes it keeps people checking in on us to see how we're doing, to see how we progress. And sometimes that can be all that we need to help keep us moving, keep the momentum going, and let us know that there's bigger and better out there. Another one I think that is very important when it comes to cutting back on comparison. Sometimes we are going to see things. Sometimes we're going to see people who are where we want to be or who are doing things that we would like to do and achieve. Don't become a bitter Betty. And I think this is so important. So if you see somebody and you do see something or somebody does share something and it's bigger and greater and where you want to go, be excited. Be happy for them. Know that one day that's going to be you. You'll be in that same place or you'll have greater than that. It might look different for you, but know that that's the direction that you're going in. And be happy for others. So being able to be in a place of contentment with where you are at this very moment, but being able to be excited for somebody, especially when they have more than you have or something that you want, there's no greater way. I think there's no greater way to really set yourself up for success than to be happy for others. So definitely don't be a bitter Betty. When you see things, try not to just let them get you down. Send that person some encouraging words. Congratulate that person. Know that yours is next and just be happy for them. And so I think coming in that place of happiness helps you as well. Stay positive knowing that it is achievable. It is achievable goal. If somebody else did it, you can do it and you can do anything to that extent or even greater. So definitely, yes, watch just negative thoughts with others. Watch jealousy, watch bitterness, and just don't let it overtake you. A big one, I think, also is just awareness and protecting your space. Social comparisons, they will happen. Like I said, we promote on this show collaborating and communicating with others, community, and sometimes those things will happen. You'll have people in your peer group or your social group who are doing different things or doing things similar to you, and comparison, it just happens. But sometimes we can get overwhelmed with it. Sometimes we can get consumed with it. And I'm always on the show talking about mindfulness, but I think it's important to be aware when something is just causing unnecessary comparison and kind of cut down on consumption of things that may make you be comparative in certain fashions. And I'll go ahead and elaborate on that. A big one is going to be social media. Social media is just Now, especially on like Facebook and Instagram, what have you, it's just the king and queen of just sometimes showboating. And sometimes people are showing just the good things. They're not necessarily showing all the struggle that came into reaching a certain goal or obtaining that. So we're going to see people showing, you know, the birth of their new child, their new house, their new car, this vacation that they're taking, you know, new office or new job that they got. People are now into showing receipts, showing the income that they got this month in their business and things like that. They're showing all the glorious things, the things that can be like, oh my gosh, wow, or oh wow. You know, those are the things that can kind of sometimes entice feelings of jealousy or envy or feeling kind of insecure within yourself. But when the awareness part of that is being just aware, like I said, that people don't always share everything. They're not sharing all the story. A lot of times people are sharing the triumph, what's on the end. I know that's why I was never really a big fan. I do it a little bit more now just to put more of my story out, but I've never been a big fan even of before and after pictures with weight loss, because I think it just kind of shows like, oh, this end, this list looks so great, but it doesn't really show all the cutting back I had to do with food. It doesn't show all the hours I spent in the gym. It doesn't show the times I was like crying going to the gym because I couldn't understand why this was my life and circumstances. It just doesn't show the whole journey. So just being aware that people are showing their end point. People are showing their exclamation point. People are showing the finish line. They're not showing the entire race. So you have to be mindful and aware that other things come into that. So that's big on awareness. Protecting your space and protecting your energy goes into feet after the awareness. So we're aware of that thing that everybody's not showing anything. But protecting your space, protecting your energy, protecting how much time and dedication you're putting in aimlessly to platforms that will just cause you to be comparative, or in a lot of cases, just nosy. So a big one is just protecting that space. So being more intent or intentful on social media or the news or whatever platforms that you might be using that could put you in a place of seeing what a lot of other people are doing that may be similar to what you're wanting to do. So I know that's hard when people are going to be in a lot of groups or communities with like-minded people who are working on similar goals. So a big thing I can say with this is putting certain time limits on it. So if you want to just have an hour a day where you're able to just use Facebook, that's fine. Like, build that in. Say that's what you're going to do. You don't necessarily have to use like that block of time. I know cell phones now can show you your usage, like how much time you're using in different platforms. And that can definitely help you out with just like making sure that you're cutting it out. You can put timers on your phone that set daily limits for how much time you can spend in certain apps. And that can cut it off too for you to make you more aware. I also believe in like cleaning up your feed or things like that and what you're consuming, what you're putting into yourself, and just being able to be laser focused. For a couple of years now, even on Facebook, it's really weird. A lot of people will tell me stuff that's on Facebook, but I don't see it because I follow nobody in my newsfeed. I just get on there if I'm going to do something, I'm going to be intentful, and I'm going on there for to see a specific thing or to post something about my business page or what have you, which is not very often because I'm not on there that often. But nobody comes up in my newsfeed. So I don't see what such and such from 10 years ago was doing with their new family. So a lot of things I do miss out on. There are probably a lot of things that I haven't seen. But for me, it doesn't give me much reason to just be on there aimlessly. Like, there's literally nothing in my newsfeed. Maybe a couple of pages. But that's it. For the most reason, I'm still friends with people. I still befriend them. But I do not follow them. So I don't have all of that in my newsfeed. So it's kind of like, well, what am I here for? Like, what am I on here for? It was usually to go look at something or to look at a brand page, or to look at a service or what have you. Or if somebody tagged me in something, of course, I'll go check that out, see what that is. But it was intentful. Like, they specifically wanted me to see that, you know, they tagged me in it. So it gives me more intentionality when I'm in there. And a lot of times still people have to tell me things. So that allows me to see that I'm not over consumed in it, because a lot of times people have to tell me, well, go look on Facebook, there's a post, did you see the post? And I'm like, no, I didn't, you know. So that for me was something that I had to do many years ago to protect my energy and to protect what I'm seeing, what I'm consuming. And that's what I mean about protecting your energy. You don't have to follow everybody, you don't have to be friends with everybody. just because, you know, them in real life or what have you, if what they're putting out is diminishing you or putting you back or causing pause for you, then maybe it's just not what you need mentally to thrive or mentally to be your best. And you don't have to apologize for that. It's okay. So these are just a few tips I think are very helpful when it comes to cutting back on comparison and making sure that we are aware of ourselves and laser focused when we need to be on our goals and making sure that we make the best version of ourselves a priority. As always, thank you for tuning into the Early Accountability Podcast. Until next time.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.